straight to Google whenever we need to fix something and we don't know how, or we need directions on how to paint something or change the looks of something. I don't know about you, but I get so excited when I know that I can always find help for whatever I need for my personal relationship with Jesus in God's Word. Let's look at a few verses that show us some of the ways the Bible is important to us and how it helps us find answers. In Jeremiah 15:16, it says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts." So there, eating or consuming God's word brings joy and delight. So that's a help for us. John 5:39 says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." So we search out the scripture and it teaches us about Jesus, and it teaches us about eternal life with Jesus. So that's another way that scripture helps us. In 2 Peter 1:4, it says, "By which he has granted to us his precious and very great promise, so that through them you may know partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires." So this scripture helps us by, it gives us precious promises that enable us to have God's nature in us and gives us a way to escape sin, escape the world. It's a very good help. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." So if we sin, and we will, we know that, we have an advocate in our Father, an advocate, someone who pleads our case, who supports us. And according to Scripture, we have that advocate in Jesus. So now that we know from Scripture how important God's Word is to us, let's look at some verses that give us objects that compare to God's Word and the functions of those objects and how we can use them in our lives. So we're looking for objects here. Jeremiah 23:29 says, "It is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces." Okay, obviously the objects here that God compares his word to are fire and hammer. The function to those was to purify and break. The word of God purifies us and breaks away the hardness in us. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." The object here is bread, and its function is to sustain life, just as God's word gives us life. I like these object lessons. James 1:23-25 says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intentionally at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed on his doing." So the object here is a man looking in a mirror, and the function of that object is that it reflects reality. When we look in the mirror and see ourselves, we see what's going on with our face and our hair, whatever. So we're seeing the reality. When we look into God's word, it needs to be like we're looking in a mirror for what God wants us to look like. So as we look into God's word, it reflects to us where our relationship is with him and where we need to clean it up or straighten it up or brush it out or whatever the case may be. But let's use his word as a mirror in order to look at our lives the way he looks at it and make the changes that he wants us to make. As we close for today, I believe that God's desire for us is to open and search out His Word as we would look in the mirror to see what He needs us to adjust or clean up. The helps He gives us in His Word are unchanging. We can always, always, and forever count on them. I hope you have a wonderful week. May God bless you always and in all ways.